Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely. We're talking about the VO 3.1 and why so many videos created with it just don't seem to hit the mark, right? It's wild. You know, people see these cinematic demos and think, wow, I can create something just like that. But when they try, the reality can feel more like a fever dream than a Hollywood blockbuster. Yeah, it's like, where did I go wrong? So what's the main issue? Well, the first big problem is that many creators treat VO 3.1 like a full movie generator, but it's really just a clip generator. Ah, that makes sense. So instead of getting a complete story, they end up with disjointed clips? Exactly. For instance, if you prompt it for a 2-minute story about a robot learning to love, you're likely to get a bunch of 8-second clips that don't connect. Wait, did you say 8-second clips? Yep. That's a major limitation with VO 3.1. If you're expecting a continuous narrative from a single prompt, you're going to be disappointed. Wow, that's a tough spot for creators. So what's the fix? The trick is to embrace that 8-second limit. Think about it. How often do you see longer shots in TikToks or YouTube videos these days? Almost never. Fast cuts are the name of the game. So you're suggesting chaining clips together instead of trying to get a whole story in one go? Exactly. You can prompt for scene one, then scene two, then scene three. Just stitch them together in your editor. That's pretty smart. It's almost like treating VO as a stock footage library, right? You got it. Instead of asking for a whole video, ask for specific shots. Like instead of video about coffee, ask for an extreme close-up of espresso dripping. I love that. It's a more effective way to get the content you need without getting bogged down. Exactly. And speaking of engagement, let's talk about what can stop viewers from clicking away. It often starts with the thumbnail. Oh man, yes, I can't tell you how many times I've seen a video with a boring thumbnail and just scrolled past it, right? Even if you have the best content, if the packaging isn't appealing, the engine never gets to start. In 2025, 72% of YouTubers are using AI-edited thumbnails and seeing a 38% uplift in clicks. That's huge. So what should creators do to make better thumbnails? You need to compose that image intentionally. High contrast, clear faces, and something that piques curiosity. It's like what we focus on at Banana. Thumbnail, getting that click-through, attractive thumbnails. Exactly. And what about keeping viewers watching once they start the video? That's where the visual hooks come in. You need something that grabs attention in the first 3 seconds. Use VO's wild visuals to your advantage. Think of something impossible, a car flying or a dog in a spacesuit. That's such a fun idea. I can see how that would keep people intrigued right from the start. It definitely can. Flowgrid. Analytics found they boosted their 30-second retention just by using captivating hooks from VO combined with human-edited segments. That's really impressive. Now, what about using VO 3.1 for ads? Can it really replace a videographer? Yes and no. A regional e-commerce brand swapped their generic stock footage for specific AI-generated scenes, and they saw a significant increase in their view-through rates and click-through rates. Wow, that's a game-changer. But is there a downside? There is a consistency challenge. If you need a recurring character, it's not perfect yet. You have to be strategic about how you use it to avoid glitches. Got it. So stick to using avatars for specific segments rather than asking them to do too much, right? Exactly. And with 58% of YouTube ads being AI generated or edited by 2025, the quality bar is rising. If your ad looks glitchy, it reflects poorly on your product. Makes total sense. And how does VO 3.1 stack up against other tools in the market? It's focused on enterprise safety and integrates well with Google's systems, offering high-fidelity avatars that outperform competitors. But it does require a bit more manual structuring. So it sounds like it has its perks, but also some challenges. Absolutely. But if you can get over those hurdles, it significantly lowers production costs and speeds up your ability to create engaging content. So to wrap up, it seems the key takeaways are to understand the clip limits, make engaging thumbnails, and use visual hooks to keep viewers engaged. Exactly. If you can master those elements, you'll be well on your way to creating better videos with Veo 3.1. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.